T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese on Thursday. It was supposed to be snow day, Ike Reese. No snow out there. What's up, brother?
Unbelievable. Johnny Marks, holler at your boy.
I was actually thinking about Howard this morning as it was like, really? Like, I didn't even have to brush off my car.
Dope.
They were saying 1 to 3 inches, but it didn't even coat the street. So
nothing.
I was happy to see that, by the way.
Yep.
No complaints here with it. So yesterday we reacted. It was shortly after Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni spoke to the media. Kind of sunk in, right? Like, we listened to it. We talked about it. Today I come in here kind of with a different feel for everything, right? I do believe – all right, let me say this. I think the Eagles have settled on – that Jalen Hurts is going to be the quarterback in 2022. I do believe that Nick Sirianni wants him to be the quarterback. I do believe that Howie Roseman thinks that he is going to be the starting quarterback. What I'm here to say today is that the Eagles would be making a huge mistake if they willingly came back with Jalen Hurts as their starting quarterback in 2022. And let me explain why. Jalen Hurts has a place in this league. Jalen Hurts can be a starting quarterback for teams. Like, it's not that Jalen Hurts is trash. There's nothing like that, right? Like, but unless you know if a guy's the guy. You know if he's the quarterback or that. You know, if you're being honest about things, you know if Jalen Hurts is the quarterback of the future here. You know if he's good enough. You know if he's the quarterback that has what it takes to win a Super Bowl here. You know right now. You don't need to see another year. You don't need more freaking data. You know whether or not Jalen Hurts is a special quarterback and can throw his way to winning anything that means anything or matters, right? So if you don't think that, and I know the Eagles don't think that. I know Howie Roseman doesn't believe that. I know it. Then you have to do everything that you can. It feels like to me that Howie Roseman has been like, well, they don't really want to come here, and the price is too high, and we have so many other holes on the team. And like, no, don't lose your aggression. Don't let Russell Wilson tell you he doesn't want to come here. You got to work it. You got to let him know. Listen, like, we want you. You're the difference between us being okay and us winning the Super Bowl, right? They are waving the white flag, and they're saying, oh, Jalen Hurts is back. Oh, there's not really a quarterback in the draft that we love, so Jalen Hurts is going to come back, and we'll get some assets, and maybe we get back into it next year. No. Go out there and make something happen this offseason, whether it's the draft, whether it's a second-round draft pick that you think you could steal a guy like Malik Willis and develop him. Don't go into this season right now. Don't settle for Jalen Hurts as my starting quarterback. Ike, I think they're making a big mistake if they're just going to go with Jalen Hurts and see what happens from there.
Wow. I'll say this. I am content and okay with moving forward with Jalen Hurts as the quarterback. Here's what I would want them to do. Because there are some of the things there I agree with you on that I feel they feel. I do feel they may not be 100% confident that he's the guy moving forward. They're almost settling because he's the best they have right now. But that's where I'm at. If you go out and add players around him, I think you can do something. But to me, it can't just be through the draft. And that's part of where I'm at with this whole thing. That's what we were talking about yesterday. This whole slow build and that whole thing, nah. I'm not really interested in that. I want to see this team take the next step from where they were this year. So you got to go out there and add the quality of players and the caliber of players that would allow you to take that type of step forward next year. You're not going to do that with just draft picks. The whole quarterback thing. Now, I'm wondering whether the Eagles believe what's the easier way for them to take that next step. Is it to enhance the quarterback position? Right? Because if you have a guy there at that position that you believe is the guy and you just add pieces around him, then it's a lot easier for you to do. But if you don't believe you have the guy at the quarterback position, now you have to hit on all these other guys.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to be perfect, which the Eagles aren't perfect.
And they got there's way too many holes that have to be filled, right? Like, we talked about it yesterday. We went through it. So, to me, you would have to spend that – you had to spend either draft capital to move up to get a top 10 difference maker type of player, offense or defense. I'm thinking in the mindset of a Ja'Marr Chase. I don't know if that's available in this year's draft. I don't think that's available.
Doesn't seem like it.
But that's the type of player you move up to get, and you give up a couple extra picks.
He changes your offense.
Man, changes the whole dynamics of your offense. Or if we're talking about a defensive player like a Micah Parsons, that's the type of player that changes the dynamics of your defense. If that player isn't there for you in the draft, then you got to find those players through free agency. Mm-hmm. And you got to go out there and get that done. You got to go out there and get that done. And I think if you do that with Jalen Hurts, you can get to the next level. But I'm not going to sit here and act as if I don't have the concerns you have about Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts has to take a major step next year.
Yep.
It just does. It just does. So, you know, there's a lot there. And man, you came out swinging today.
See, here's the thing, Ike. Like you're right. He needs to come out and take a major step next year. But no one, honestly, if you put him on the lie detector test, believes that he's going to do that. We like him. He's likable. He really is. He is. He's everything that you're looking for in a quarterback. He just doesn't have the arm talent to be a quarterback. He doesn't. He's not a good enough natural passer. And I know OG Wade's already on the line, and he'll come up with this hocus-pocus nonsense and make up his own stats.
God, he's a fuck.
Either you believe he's good enough or he isn't. Either you believe he's a good enough quarterback. I don't believe the Eagles believe he's good enough. But it seems like to me they've settled and said, well, we have too many holes on the team, so we're going to go ahead and really what you're saying is that you're building another year because you don't think that you can go out and get a quarterback, so you're building for another year, and you're, oh, and we'll give them
and
more
that's
time.
That's what I don't like, yeah.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
And you're quote-unquote developing him for another year. No, what you're doing is you're wasting a year. That's what you're doing. You're wasting a year. Because if you think that all of a sudden he's going to develop as this great quarterback that's good enough in a year from year two to three, who? Give me an example of a guy that goes from year two to year three where you're like, okay, like he looks like he's going to be a game manager. Oh, he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Right.
He's Andy Dalton. He's Tyrod Taylor. He's Alex Smith. That's what he is. He's that type of a quarterback, which is a starting quarterback that has some success in this league. Right. The sooner people understand what Jalen Hurts is and his limitations, the better off. Because that's not a guy that can be your quarterback going forward. And the Eagles are making a mistake if they don't investigate a guy like Russell Wilson. And if I hear one more person, Ray Dittinger said it to me yesterday. Oh, well, he didn't look like that Russell Wilson this year. He was at 10 touchdowns and 1 interception before he got hurt.
Right.
He won 12 games in 2020. He threw for 40 touchdowns in 2020. Oh, that's not the same Russell Wilson. Oh, baloney. He's 33 years old.
Yeah, he didn't forget how to play football.
215-592-9494.
I will certainly agree with you on he didn't forget how to play football.
Howie Rosen would trade every one of those first-round draft picks and more to get Russell Wilson, just so you people know that. And he better be investigating it, and I wouldn't take no for an answer. And it feels like to me the Eagles have just kind of been like, oh, well. We'll go out and we'll get a draft, a defensive back and some edge rusher that won't be very good. Oh, all right, great. Oh yeah, we'll draft another offensive lineman. Let's draft a center from Iowa.
What?
Well, that's who everybody thinks the Eagles are going to draft. Some what? Center from Iowa. 215-592. Awesome. Yeah, let's do that. Keep Jalen Hurts.
You only take tight ends from Iowa. You don't draft any other player from Iowa. Tight ends only.
I would agree with you. It doesn't look like many people agree with me, Ike. Jack, do you agree with me at least, since nobody else is going to?
I'm with the callers. And, like, listen, I think Hurts is a placeholder for me. But I have no interest in trying to get Russell Wilson. I have no interest in any of these guys in the draft. Again, you're getting you would be trading for Russell Wilson. You're trading for a Corvette to put on a team that's not ready to be in a Corvette mode yet. Like, they don't have any talent. Where's the talent coming from? So you're getting rid of all your draft picks to go get a quarterback. Awesome, we have Russell Wilson. Great. That team fell apart when they couldn't build a defense around him. They won 4 games this
year. They won 12 games last year.
I know,
and
they didn't have enough talent to really do anything. Like, that's fine. They were great when Russell Wilson was younger and they had a whole defense. Like, I love Russell Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, this team is not even close to competing if they go and get Russell Wilson. They go from a 9-win team to a 10-win team.
So, listen.
They're not close.
Just wait a minute. You don't have to go to sign Russell Wilson, you're winning the Super Bowl that year. It doesn't have to go there. So for you to say they're not close, yeah, as you look at them today, are you telling me Russell Wilson as the quarterback this year wouldn't have been a better team?
Yes, they would have been a better team. Okay. Because he's a better quarterback.
You have to look at it in a 5-year window with a guy like Russell Wilson.
Yes. That's all I'm saying, Jack. Right? Well, when people say Russell Wilson, I get it. 33, that's sort of a deterrent for a lot of people. But this idea of just acting as if Russell Wilson somehow fell off the earth and somehow
not
is
the same player,
bottom third quarterback in this league, as if he isn't easily one of the 10 best quarterbacks. Easily. And I would say a year ago he was one of the 5 best quarterbacks. One of the 5 best quarterbacks a year ago.
And I agree. But here's the difference, is that Tom Brady went to the Bucs and they were a loaded team. He took them to the next level. Peyton Manning, same thing with the Broncos.
Again, Tom Brady was 40-something years old. He doesn't have to win a Super Bowl in his first year here. Does it put you in a position that you can now build around a guy you believe you can win a Super Bowl with? I'm not saying I would give up 3 first-round picks. What I'm telling you is that I would be interested in Russell Wilson. That's what I'm telling you. I don't – the negotiating price and the asking price, okay, we can come there. But the idea that Russell Wilson is some bum quarterback now, I just can't buy that. I like Jalen, and I'm willing to roll with him. But let's not get ridiculous and start looking at, Pat Mahomes, we don't want him. Yeah, why would we want that guy? Like, come on now. Our love for our own players and turning down other players that are accomplished and hope that this guy that we have here does what that guy has done.
Right. Yeah. I think that we'll talk and we'll get right to the phones.
And it doesn't take that long to change over the talent on your football team.
They're far away, but it's not as insurmountable as you may think it is to get from here to there.
They won a Super Bowl, and no one saw it coming.
A lot of that was quarterback play.
I'm just saying, like, that's how quick things can. Tampa Bay won a Super Bowl a year before, no one saw it coming.
You're right, Nate.
If Buffalo wins this year, I mean, like, you don't have to wait 5 or 6 years to win a Super Bowl.
All right, let's do it. We have Hassan in Strawberry Mansion. Hassan,
right,
what's up, buddy?
I got you protected as best I can.
All right, let's do it. What's up, buddy?
I think you got Jermone Brown in there, by the way, protecting you today.
Afternoon, fellas. Afternoon.
Hassan, how are you, buddy? What's up?
I'm good. You already know I ain't even going to take it there, but you know.
Appreciate it, Hassan. Thank you, brother.
Listen, you can't tell me we can bring Russell Wilson over here and wait to build the team, but I can't use Jalen Hurts and not give away better assets and just build my team now. That's what we're going to say.
I'm telling you, I don't believe in Jalen Hurts, and I think the Eagles are making a mistake the longer that they try to make it work with him. I don't believe they believe in him.
Just because you don't believe in Jalen Hurts doesn't – why I put my team at a disadvantage of building my team when I'm already in a position where it's going to take years to build this team? So why not
in
a better position to do that? Russell Wilson does not make you a championship team with this roster. Is Metcalf and Lockett coming with him?
I don't know about them, but you're telling me they can't add veteran wide receivers or veteran talent to the team? Yeah, but see,
do you realize how much he's making?
Hassan, he's actually, I believe his cap number is $20 million for next year. And you know what you do? You sign up to a new contract, so he's probably going to want that, and you back end the big cap hits. to where you can add veteran pieces. What do you think they're doing with Tom Brady? How do you think they're adding everybody with Tom Brady? The Rams have signed everybody in the league to big money contracts. You know how? They're kicking the can into the future. You go for it now. You have a 3-5 year window to go for it.
You're playing in L.A. with other superstars. You're not coming to sign on to play by yourself to be the biggest name here and hope somebody follow me along.
But hang on a second.
Hang on a second.
What are you exactly saying, that you believe in Jalen Hurts or you want them to do that? Are you saying that Russell Wilson isn't good enough and it wouldn't work? Because maybe Russell Wilson doesn't want to come here. I think it works. I think with Russell Wilson and you open up the checkbook. And by the way, if you trade draft picks away, you have your draft picks in the future. You have future years to draft players. You don't lose all your draft picks forever. Why couldn't you build around Russell Wilson?
In the first round, Howie has shown that he has not picked good players.
So why wouldn't you want to make the trade then?
I need him to have the best chances to do it. That's why. Three in the first round, I at least have faith that one of those guys is going to work out.
Oh, awesome. So you're gonna win with a mid-first-round draft pick, one? Come on, Hassan.
It's a lot better than Arcega Whiteside and Rager in them.
Do you believe Jalen Hurts is the Eagles franchise quarterback going forward? Do you believe in him?
I believe that Jalen Hurts is going to do nothing but get better because he hasn't done nothing but get better.
No. The answer is yes.
Do you believe that Ryan Tannehill was going to be a number one quarterback?
Do I believe that he was going to be a number one quarterback? I wouldn't want him to be my franchise quarterback. I wouldn't want him to be my franchise. I wouldn't want him to be my quarterback. How about that?
Tannehill. Yeah.
They're in a Super Bowl run right now, though. You wouldn't want that?
They're the number one seed. Thank you, Hassan. They're the number one seed, and Tannehill has had a nice career.
And he's on a second team.
He's on a second team.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, are you asking me would I pursue Tannehill if he was a free agent and I needed a quarterback? Yeah, I probably would.
Right.
But right now, I'm not focused on that.
Right.
I'm not focused on that. See, that's the problem. When you ask the questions about Jalen Hurts, it's never the right answer. And that tells you everything you need to know. Do you believe Jalen Hurts is the guy? Well, I think he's going to get better. Like, it's yes. It's an easy yes if you believe it. It's an easy yes. Like, when I ask Wade from Chester, OG Wade, he would say yes. He's the one guy that actually believes it. Everybody else, there's qualifiers. Well, you know, you got to build a good team around him, and you got to give him a chance. Either he's good enough or he's not. You think he's good enough to be the guy?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I don't, but I think he's good enough right now. To your point, you're saying that's not what you want.
No.
Right.
No, it's not. Now, there are some people that are saying, well, your best bet is to build, and then you can still try to get a quarterback later if he ends up not being the guy.
Right.
But I feel like most people, do most people believe that, or do most people think, no, he's the guy, you're not giving him a chance? I don't know.
I think there are more people, put it that way, than it was prior to that game Sunday, that feel like he's probably not the guy in the back of their minds, but they're saying what I'm saying is he's the best right now. Right? I mean, like
the best
option out there right now. Like Tyrod Taylor got the Buffalo Bills to the playoffs. They didn't turn around and give him an extension. They just said, okay, we were able to get to the playoffs with a team like this right now, but we know we need, if we're really talking about winning, we need someone that we would consider a franchise quarterback, and that's why they drafted Josh Allen.
Alex Smith? Same thing with Alex Smith.
Same thing, yes. So that's why I get what you're saying, that, okay, we're really just saying we'll settle for it right now, but you're more or less like, no, this is the opportunity to go get somebody. Go get somebody.
It's not often that you get a couple of veteran quarterbacks on the market.
Right.
They have to want to come here, and I get it. But don't settle for the, he's not coming here, so this is probably. No, go out there and make it happen. Go out there and make it happen, Howie. All right, let's go to TR in Winfield. TR, what's up? How are you, bud?
Going good, man. What's up, fellas?
All right.
What's up, TR?
I'm like this. We need to keep dealing, because if we get rid of him, we got to start all over again. And I don't care as far as like Russell Wilson that. If the coach don't give him the right plays to do what he's supposed to do, then it's not going to work anyway. Just like these wide receivers, Sirianni come out number one or number three, giving all these running wide receivers numbers, but they don't even utilize them like they should. You got the speedster in the young ball. He didn't even use him during the playoffs. We had Deshaun. They wasn't using him as a weapon. He's a weapon. The fastest guy almost out there. We never use him like we're supposed to. So I don't care. We can get flashy to be our wide receiver. If we don't use him, put and give him the ball, let him run with it, nothing's going to happen. So back to Russell. I mean, back to Sirianni. I mean, not Sirianni.
Jalen.
Hurts. We need to keep the kid, man, because he's young. He has potential. He has his whole career ahead of him, so he can get better. Depending on the coaching staff.
When you watch him, do you see Super Bowl winning quarterback?
Next year, yeah, I do. Because
next year,
for 2 years, he has the legs.
Okay, so yes,
he has the heart and he has the pedigree.
Legs, the heart, and the pedigree. You never hear the arm, Mike. You never hear about throwing the football. The legs, the heart, and the pedigree. All right.
You know, so, you know, is this on the matter of his teaching, his coaching staff? That's all.
Okay.
So, yeah, we need to keep that kid.
By the way, TR, you are correct in that the roster is also not good enough to win a Super Bowl right now. You have one bona fide wide receiver, and, you know, is he – number two, he's a rookie this year, so it's not like he's a polished wide receiver
right.
as far as being an NFL veteran. And you have, Quez Watkins, who's, a roster-worthy wide receiver. That's about it.
That's a way of putting it, a roster-worthy wide receiver.
Yeah, he'll be on a roster for 8 years or so. He'll be fine. I like him. He's good. But I'm not.
Please don't talk about a number two receiver like that.
I'm not using Quez Watkins as this, we have Quez Watkins. Like, all right, you're right, we do have Quez Watkins. Yes. You said you wanted two veteran receivers in the offseason, and I agree with you.
Yes.
He can be our fourth receiver.
We got Quez Watkins. I'm like, okay, the Cowboys have CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper. They got the Cedric Wilson kid.
He's better than anybody, these other guys. He's a free agent, too, Cedric Wilson.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was there to replace Gallup. He's a free agent, huh?
I believe so. Huh. He caught my eye when I was looking at the free agent wide receivers.
Okay. Okay.
215-592-9494.
I can't bring him here after week 18, though. That's
he's a Cowboy. Well, he hit us for three touchdowns.
Yeah, he's doing the Eagles celebration. I mean, it just feels like Skandrick all over again. It really does.
Well, since you said that, I'm out.
Yeah. Well, he is an unrestricted free agent, yeah.
Yeah.
27, right?
They
do well with the young talent.
Yeah.
Where's he been, though, if he's 27?
Yeah.
I think he's been with the Cowboys, right?
Yeah, is he not...
Here he would have been our number two for the last 4 years. They have a lot of talent. So,
legs, heart, pedigree.
Legs, heart. I knew you was going to say that.
Sounds like Tebow.
I don't even really need to say anything when we talk about Jalen Hurts other than people like him a lot, as they should. As they should. I like him too.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Jack, do you believe?
No. No, you can't. Like, I honestly believe, I think he'd be the biggest outlier franchise quarterback ever. Like, we're talking about franchise quarterback. He can't throw well enough. Like, I just don't remember the last time a quarterback, like, I don't even know if he can be as good as Dak Prescott. I think Dak Prescott's on the outside of being a franchise quarterback.
I agree.
So.
Is he a poor man's Dak Prescott?
Middleman. Maybe middleman.
Or a more athletic Dak Prescott?
Yeah.
Was Dak as athletic as Jalen?
I think so too.
Because he's lost some of that as he's gotten a little bit older.
Yeah.
But Dak just has a stronger arm and better touch.
And he was more of a passer.
He's more of a natural passer.
Yeah, he was more of a natural passer than Jalen was.
I think it was really the pass before the half for me. It was like, I know Herbert can make that throw. I know Burrow. Like, I know Mahomes, Allen. And then we see that, like, a little duck.
Well, I mean, and that's, Jack, if you're judging him, like, if you're judging him to them, then you're never going to be satisfied.
Well, that's all I care about now.
I don't need to talk to you about it then. Because, I mean, like, I'm trying to find the middle ground of the...
Well, the middle ground is the Jimmy G's and Dak. Yeah, and Dak. Yeah.
Right?
You know, yeah. Like, Wentz, that's that middle ground quarterback, so to speak.
That aren't good enough to...
Right. I mean, or you better put a team around them that's certainly good enough. But I don't think he's as developed as a passer as those guys are.
He's not. No, he's not.
I mean, that's where sort of... Like you look at Mac Jones. Mac Jones is more of a thrower because that's what he has to rely on, his arm.
Yep.
But I think Jalen has a stronger arm than Mac Jones.
I'm fine with that.
Right, I don't watch Mac Jones.
Mac Jones
throw
doesn't have a stronger arm than Jalen. Right. If anything, it's
the same. About the same. Okay.
215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up next. The Eagles making a mistake with sticking with Jalen Hurts this season. Should they be looking for upgrades immediately? Yes, they should. Get in now. Mark Sunrise on 94 WIP. Talk about hair for a second. Dr. Glatt. I had somebody reach out to me yesterday and say, hey, I know you talk about Dr. Glatt and, hey, your new hair, and I see the pictures, and I've been to drglatt.com, drglat.com. Had some additional questions, like how long's the recovery, what exactly goes on during the procedure and everything. And I always mention this from time to time. If you want to reach out to me with any questions, you can slide into my DMs. It's on John Marks Media. On Instagram, there's a picture that I put up there of my before and my after. There's recent pictures where you can see what my hair actually looks like. My hair looks good. I actually need to get my hair cut. It doesn't look good right now, but it's fuller, it's thicker. I have all my hair, and that's Dr. Glatt. That's the hair restoration procedure. So if you've been thinning or your hair's thin, you've noticed that you're losing hair from your last driver's license picture, you know when you're going bald. You can get it back with Dr. Glatt. DRGLAT.com, or you can call his office right now. His hair team is standing by. It's 610-980-4000, 610-980-4000, or drglatt.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Howie, just for clarity's sake regarding the quarterback, are you going into this offseason with the mindset that Jalen Hurts is your quarterback in 2022?
Yes. I think for us, we got to do whatever we can to continue to help him develop. And how do we do that? By surrounding him with really good players. Players continue to grow. That's a huge part of developing. They grow. How they are in their second year is not how they're going to be in year 4, 5, 6, and 7. And they're also products of the people around them. So that's on us to continue to build this team.
Yeah, that's it. It was Howie yesterday. Yep. It's not as good as year 2 is not how he's going to be later on. Mm-hmm. You know, players are products of the other players around them. You know, all that jazz. You never get the idea that they have confidence that he's the guy. You've never gotten that idea that you're confident that he's the guy. You didn't in training camp. You didn't after last year. You didn't after this year. You don't. Our Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Did you get engaged over the holidays? Visit the experts at Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of wedding rings. Online, Marks-Jewelers.com. Jack, I want you to put this one out there because we asked you, how do you want the Eagles to handle the quarterback position this offseason? Stick with Hurts or look for an upgrade? For the people that want to stick with Hurts, do they want to stick with Hurts because they believe that he's the guy, or do they want to stick with Hurts because it's the best option for the team right now? In other words, take the draft picks and stick with Hurts.
Yeah,
yeah, because that's what I that should be the only really the only answer that I could see. Now, that's what you want to do. Jack's going to be Jack's going to be talking about tanking soon.
Yeah, yeah, and I've told him that 100 times. We don't do that in football.
One nice step back, just one nice step back. No. Four wins, and let's build this thing right.
It is a good quarterback draft next year.
It is,
Jack. I think it could be.
Yes.
Well, there's a reason why Howie was talking about trading picks for next year's draft.
Until Spencer Rattler is the guy.
Bryce Young can come out next year.
Bryce Young's like 6 foot soaking wet.
Yeah, I was going to say, him and Johnny Marks are the same size. Yeah.
Oh, but we drafted a receiver in the first round the same size as Giglio, and he's in the Hall of Fame.
No, but RG3, who I believe 6 foot two, looked like Wilt Chamberlain up to next to Bryce Young. He looks so much taller than him.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wish Caleb Williams was in next year's draft, but I don't think he
is. No.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
He's a true freshman this year, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
True freshman.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not waiting 2 more years for Caleb Williams.
Come on. No, it's not Peyton Manning. Or
2 more years.
So, I mean.
They did that for Trevor Lawrence, and how's that working out?
Well, by the way, you may be in 2 years in the market for a quarterback if you play this Jalen Hurts thing out.
That's true, yeah.
You know? So, Ike, whether it's the free agency route and you can't make Russell Wilson want to come here, you can't. And the Deshaun Watson name, like, I would love to sit here and say Deshaun Watson, because he's the actual quarterback that I would like. Mm-hmm. I'm still really unsure what's going on with his legal situation and whatever else. So, like, I can't even consider him until some of that stuff is there's more clarity on what's going on.
You got to settle those lawsuits, man. You got to get that. And we have to find out that there aren't going to be charges.
Right.
By the way, I mean, is there any time limit on when they're supposed to
these charges? It seems like they've had plenty of time for an investigation. I would say, I mean, the grand jury, I guess, could take forever, but it's been a long time.
Man.
It has. I think the draft's also getting undersold at this point, too. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's not a lot of big names out there. Kenny Pickett seems like, at least right now, he's the top guy, but that could change once they go through the measurables and things like that. Mm-hmm. But like, you may be able to get the second best quarterback with one of those mid first round picks. How about your second round pick with a guy like Malik Willis, who has every physical attribute you're looking for? He's just raw.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I'm investigating everything in the draft too now. We'll see.
I mean, would that be a guy you draft and you let him develop behind Jalen Hurts and then you
start a complete quarterback controversy with Jalen Hurts by drafting a second-round pick. Yeah.
You got to see if he can handle it, right? You know, before you can make him your long-term answer quarterback, can he handle a second-round pick being brought in here for competition?
Well, no, because I'm looking at mock drafts. Well, you know, I like CBS Sports mock drafts.
That's your guy?
Yeah.
At that time of the year for Ike.
Well, it's about 5 of them. So a lot of them have Malik Willis in the first round.
And the first?
Yeah,
in the 20s?
This guy has Washington taking him with the 11th pick.
All right, well, then he wouldn't be available in the second round according to that mock.
So, I mean, they also have Carroll going 6th. They have Pickett going 9th.
Okay.
They have Willis going 11th.
Well, it's not surprising being that quarterbacks are overvalued all the time in these drafts. So, I guess Malik Willis at the end of the combine and the pro days will be a top 15 pick. He's got a great arm and he's got great athleticism. All right, let's go to the phones. We have Steve in South Philly. Steve, go ahead, man. What's going on?
Mark Cerise, what up, dude?
Stevie?
What up, Steve?
What up now? Now, Johnny Marks, I got to ask you. You keep saying that you can look at a quarterback in their first year and you know fundamentally, is that going to be the guy or that going to be the guy or not? And I'm sitting there like, you could look at some of these dudes like Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or some of them in their first year, second year, and not know they were going to be what they were going to be later. So what insight is it that you have that's letting you know what this guy's ceiling is?
It's an eye test, right?
Yeah, so your eye test, did it tell you that Tom Brady was going to be the GOAT?
I honestly don't remember back in the year 1999 or 2000. I don't remember.
I'll give you an easier question.
Yeah.
Did your eye test tell you when Carson Wentz got hurt, when Nick Foles came in to replace him, did you automatically go with your magic eye, Nick Foles is going to win us a Super Bowl?
I actually did, and that's why he's tattooed on my back. Yeah, I said they're going to win the Super Bowl, and I'll get Nick Foles tattooed. So I have Nick Foles on my back. Okay, that was a terrible example.
So you saw he was the guy, but you knew he wouldn't win in any other.
No, you know what I saw? I saw a team that already likely had home field advantage, and all they had to do, Nick Foles had to do, was enough, right? So did I think they were going to beat the Patriots? I was just trying to get to the Super Bowl. Okay, I was trying to get to the first seed and the Super Bowl.
Because the Magic Eye thing, the Magic Eye, I don't know anybody that says, oh, yeah, Eli Manning's going to win two Super Bowls.
Well, I mean, is it foolproof? No. Am I an NFL scout? No. But have I watched enough?
I just wanted you to say that. I just wanted you to say that your Magic Eye is not foolproof. Now, my thing is, I'm cool with Jalen Hurts being here. I want these guys. I'm so angry at my defense right now. I don't ever want it to be a time where the Eagles are playing games where people feel comfortable to leave their starters into the fourth quarter when they're blowing us out by 80 points because they think it's so cool. You know, Tom Brady's sitting there tweeting out stuff with Meek Mill's music playing in the background and stuff.
I'm like, really? Man, how about that?
Really, Tom Brady? But see, he felt comfortable enough to stay in the fourth quarter, padding his stats. So did Dak. And I'm like, I want a defense in there and some more receivers. But real quick, to a point I made yesterday, because you were clowning me about lasers. I didn't say 2 minutes of laser throws. This is what I want you to do.
Yeah.
There's a video done by NFL Films, NFL Network. It's on YouTube. Anybody can watch it. You just type in Jalen Hurts best plays 2021. And what you will see is this narrative that he can't throw, where you're trying to turn this guy into Tim Tebow. The most of the video is not him just running around with his legs. He's making a lot of these throws that people are blowing other quarterbacks for all over the place.
Whoa.
The little toe drag swag.
Let me ask you this. I was going to save it for somebody else. What, in your opinion, what's after watching Jalen Hurts? Because it's not. By the way, he's not a rookie. He just finished his second year in the league. Yes. Everybody, stop with that. All right, we're not having fun with it anymore. It's the end of his second year. We're not playing. We're not pretending anymore. What would you say is his best attribute as a starting quarterback in this league?
What is his best attribute?
Yes.
He's a winner.
Oh, he's a winner. Let me put it on the list.
But you keep asking. You keep saying no one says his arm. I've said it 2-3 different times.
I
said, what I want you to do, you just watch the plays, and I want you to see if you keep that same narrative of all, because the play, the
you want me to watch a YouTube video? You want me to watch a YouTube video?
The 12-minute clip is regular film that obviously the Eagles supplied. It's not just him running around with his legs, and we're not even talking about all the touchdowns that got called back for penalties.
But Steve, here's the thing. I don't need to cherry-pick highlights. I watch all the games.
Right.
So I don't need to cherry pick highlights to be impressed with Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts had a good season. He had a good season. Jalen Hurts had a good season, right? The Eagles got good when he stopped throwing the ball a lot and they were running the ball all over the place. Now that's hard to argue with. Now what you would have to be saying is you believe that he's going to develop as a passer enough to where he can do it all these other intangibles that we talk about matter. All right, I don't even hear anybody saying that. Like, that's not even he's an underrated player. OG Wade's going to say that he's this great passer and all this, and he's got arm talent, and I don't know what I'm talking about or whatever. When I watch Jalen Hurts play, and I watch other quarterbacks play, and I watch other games, Jalen Hurts to me looks like Andy Dalton or Alex Smith or some of these other guys. Zach Wilson may not make it in the league, Ike. There's a good chance Zach Wilson doesn't pan out and is a bust at the second overall pick. But I know he can make every throw on that field. And that's why he was drafted second overall. It's for his potential. It's for his ceiling.
Yep. Yeah.
Let's go to Rasheem. Rasheem in North Philly, I'm sure, agrees with me. Rasheem, how are you?
Hey, how you guys doing? Ike, man. Love you, man.
Appreciate it, Rob. Thank you, brother.
You know, I keep hearing about this arm talent thing. You know, when Joe Burrow came out, the two negatives was on Joe Burrow. You could go to NFL.com, was arm strength, being able to draw the football. So this whole arm talent with Joe Burrow, that was one of the biggest question marks when he was drafted.
How's he look now?
Knowing where to go with the football is almost just as important as arm strength. And that's something Kurt Warner said this morning as far as when you're actually dissecting the quarterback, knowing where to go with the football. When you see Joe Burrow plays, he knows where to go with the football.
Does Jalen Hurts?
And hold on. And also, one of the bigger things about that, his third leading receiver, which is Tyler Boyd, would have been our first leading receiver. That's probably one of the biggest things to me. that goes over anybody here. His second leading receiver is 1,000 yards. His first one has 1,400 yards. Jalen Hurts, second leading receiver, has 600 yards. His third leading receiver is who? Jalen Rager, who didn't even have 300 yards.
Well, you have Goddard in there too, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but Goddard gets paid $14 million. Bro, you got to catch the football. You had an opportunity to make a play to help your quarterback out in that playoff game. I don't know if you would have scored, but you would have.
I agree with you.
You have to make that play, but that happened too many times.
All right, so hang on. You brought up Joe Burrow, and Rasheem, you certainly have a point with the cast that surrounds Jalen Hurts. It's certainly not helping him develop as a quarterback. Mm-hmm. But you brought up Joe Burrow. Does Joe Burrow had a lack of arm strength, even though he was the number one first overall pick? Does he look like he has a lack of arm strength now, or his arm isn't a talent, that he doesn't have a top arm? Does he look like he has any problem with making decisions or going to where the open receiver is, processing information? Right, because he doesn't have that.
His receivers make plays. If you look at the Cincinnati Bengals highlights, his receivers are making plays after the catch.
Does Joe Burrow struggle with his arm strength and driving the football down the field?
You don't get to see that because there's
he
no
doesn't. The answer is he doesn't. It's okay, he doesn't. Now, like Jalen Hurts only sees half of the football field. Look at where he throws. Look at where he throws every game.
Fine, but listen, we all knew that when we drafted him that he needed opportunity to get better. And you're still making that point, and we still know that. Joe Burrow, yes, he's the first overall pick, but there were some things. And first of all,
I don't know why you're talking about Joe Burrow. It has nothing to do with this. Joe Burrow has shown that he's the first overall pick.
Because you compared him to other quarterbacks.
Right.
Name Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, and all young quarterbacks. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go and look at the reports of these young quarterbacks.
But forget about the reports. You've seen him play. Rasheem, you've seen him play. Rasheem, you've seen him play.
Around him. I just told you his third leading receiver would have been our first leading receiver. Okay. That means a lot. So if you want to keep discrediting that, just because.
Rasheem, you said the reports where he didn't have arm strength. He does have arm strength. I mean, I don't know what report. I mean, maybe there's something out there that said they were worried about his arm strength or he didn't have elite arm strength. I don't know. I mean, I watch the Eagles games. I don't see zip on the ball. I don't see a guy that even wants to try to throw in the small windows because he doesn't have the arm to do it.
Right. He's going to always be more of a ball placement guy. What would help him is if he would throw with more anticipation. Because when you don't have the arm strength, you can let the ball go sooner as opposed to trying to fit it in at the last minute. That's where the guys with the arm strength get in trouble because they can try to rocket the ball in there. And sometimes it works out for them, and then sometimes it doesn't. But with Jalen, he can't be late on a throw.
Right.
Can't be late on a throw. So, I mean, when he's
– he's throwing open receivers or –
or he's taking off.
He's taking off.
Yeah, he's taking off. Or he'll make some of those throws where you say, like, dude, they don't necessarily coach those, and we're fortunate.
He's
that
good at moving
turned.
Around and making plays, yeah.
Because he'll throw it back across his body and give you that spectacular play. But, again, that's more or less extending the play to get to an open window versus standing back there and delivering the ball or, like what you're saying, throwing the ball with zip on it. Getting the ball down the field, putting the ball out in front of guys, throwing guys open. It's unfair to compare him to Joe Burrow. I don't know if you brought him up or Rasheem brought him up.
He did.
But that's why Joe Burrow is the number one pick in the draft.
Right.
Because of the arm strength and the other intangibles that go along with it. But you don't become the number one pick in the draft. That's how I don't understand how Baker was the number one pick in the draft.
Because he doesn't have the
– he doesn't have the arm strength. His arm is just like Jalen's.
He fooled people. Senior year, yeah.
Was that the year that wasn't the, was that the Josh Allen year?
It was Lamar,
right?
Because all those guys got
so
paid,
they had
right?
Right, that was the Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen. You're right. It was those five. Yep, that's what it was. And Josh Allen was the fourth guy taken.
And because Darnold had all the physical attributes, he's just not any good.
Right. And then Rosen,
Baker went one. Obviously, Darnold went three. Mm-hmm. Next quarterback was Josh Allen at 7.
Okay.
Josh Rosen, which was the biggest scam of all.
Of all of them, yep.
And then you had Lamar went all the way down at the
last pick. That was our pick. Yeah.
So
it's a good class.
Yeah.
Like Denzel Ward went 4, Chubb, Quentin Nelson, Roquan.
Yeah, no, that was a good class.
Minkah Fitzpatrick, Vita Vey.
I'm just saying, if you're Cleveland and you're looking at quarterbacks.
You took that guy.
Yeah, you took Baker.
Meanwhile.
He's barely 6 feet and he doesn't even have Kyler Murray arm strength.
No.
I mean, Kyler Murray has the arm strength of any of those quarterbacks.
Yeah, like you were when you were talking about zipping the ball in the, mm-hmm. the places. Murray's size hurts him, but man, he's able to get the ball wherever he wants it to go.
Don't affect that arm.
And same thing with Russell. Like Russell, right. like Russell can he can throw mm-hmm. make any throw on the field, and he's good on the move. He's good at extending plays.
He also, but here's the thing with Russell. He also throws with great anticipation.
Yes.
And he can throw guys open.
And his deep ball is one of the best in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Balls. Yeah, I agree.
Jack, you've been on a roll this week, man.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We need to do something with him. We need a Jack Fritz montage.
He's in control of it, so he wants to move on by it. I wouldn't give my high school mates the satisfaction of seeing the package.
I wish we had another somebody else working on the show that I could program into taking all of Jack's greatest hits. Man, it's going to be one of these days. OG Wade. OG Wade. Like I thought at least one person would be like, no, you're right. They're making a mistake.
I see a couple that agree with
him. He's not there.
We'll get to him.
Let's talk to Alfino and Langhorne. but like sometimes then they're there and then they're bad callers and they make no sense. That's always what happens when I get four people of 100 that agree with me.
They don't inspire confidence in your opinion.
They make me look even worse. Yeah. Alfino, please, man. Be a good caller on this. What's up?
Hey, John. How are you?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
I can't believe people are comparing Hurts to Burrow. But let me tell you something. Hurts is not our quarterback, okay? Mm-hmm. I've seen the games. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. The kid's a good kid. He's a great kid. All right, great. But he's not an NFL quarterback. All he does is go to the left and run. How many defenses are going to figure him out like they did Lamar Jackson, okay? Mm-hmm. And another thing, how we ruined this organization, okay? 2017, we could have got Metcalf, 18, get Jefferson. We would have had a 1-2 punch wide receiver. He screws up, okay?
Breaking news.
We're kidding with you, Alfino. Go ahead.
He doesn't see everybody. I mean, you know how many times I've seen Goddard wide open? I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, look, the kid's a good kid. But let's face it, he's not our quarterback. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sick and tired of people saying, oh, he needs more time. We don't have time, John. You know what? We got a bunch of veterans on our team, okay?
Right.
I mean, how much time do they have for this guy to get ready?
Well,
we don't have the time.
Alfino, I don't live. This isn't baseball to where it's like, oh, all right, well, you know.
Lord knows that could take a decade.
Yeah, it has for the Eagles or for the Phillies, yeah.
Well, no, they're in purgatory. They're not in rebuilding.
They should be back in rebuilding.
How'd you feel about that caller? Was that a good agree or was that
It was good.
That was
solid.
It was good passion, too.
Yeah, but you know, anytime you bring up the Metcalf thing, it kind of hurts that way. We get it.
Jack, I
know.
I know
we need to evaluate and see how they're doing.
I know we can't retire the Metcalf and the Justin Jefferson thing.
You can try.
All right. No, it's not. I wish it was. Because it's never breaking news when that you're calling in and you're telling us they should have drafted Metcalf over Ortega White.
Yeah, I don't know if you know that, but they could have had Metcalf and Justin.
Every good game Metcalf has, I'm reminded by every Eagle fan out there.
Yes, replaced Earl Thomas.
Yep.
Oh, every generation has him.
Yeah, you know, nobody
likes Mamula Warren Sapp.
Exactly. Yeah, nobody likes to bring up the the Earl Thomas stuff anymore. We got the Super
Brandy
Bowl.
Brandy got the Super Bowl. So
we retired that. Now we moved on.
It was the Legion of Boom Earl Thomas. It was bad for a couple years. Poor Brandon. He went crazy over it. He blocked everybody.
He did. Straight up blocked
everybody. And then he faced the music and said, "Yeah, I did it." Love Brandon. He's awesome. He's like, yeah, I was paying attention to him, and I should have been. And that's why he talks to guys like Rager, and he's like, yo, get the hell off. Like, don't be looking for this, man.
Yes.
I mean, I try to bring up, you know, Matt Burke being drafted in the sixth round in 1998 when we could have had we had Ike Reese over him. You know, we could have had Matt Hasselbeck. But everyone has their draft misses.
Right. Yep. What is mentioned? Well, I guess Jefferson is mentioned more than
than
Metcalf.
And rightfully so. Like Jefferson is kind of one that was like rightfully so. You can't really get him.
Yeah, the Jefferson one.
It's egregious.
It probably hurts even more than Metcalf. Metcalf started it, right?
Yes.
But people sort of knew that was a medical issue there. So, and it was the second round. They weren't the only team that passed on him. But the Jefferson thing, it made the Metcalf situation worse. And Jefferson. So it was really the Jefferson is the one nobody will ever let
And
him.
The Eagles fans got Jefferson right, and they got running the ball this year.
Yeah.
So. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
And the Vikings laughed after the Eagles selected Rager. That's the worst part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right at us.
How many playoff games have they been in?
That's a very good point. 215-592-9494.
I don't care if Jefferson has 2,800 yards receiving in 2 years and
yeah, they've won
20-plus touchdowns.
It's a good
point. Well, Rager has more
two Pro Bowls.
Rager has more yards in the playoffs than Justin Jefferson.
That's right.
Good point. 215-5. Does he?
He does.
Did he get a catch?
Did he get a catch?
I don't know.
I don't know if he did.
Got more snaps.
Do you have negative yards?
Wow.
215-592-9494.
Damn, punt was certainly negative. Did he get a reverse? Something. He had to get a reverse or something.
We'll check it out. We'll go to the tape. Coming up, Mel Kiper, his first mock draft at Ike Waits. Months for these, Mike.
Oh, man. Mel Kiper.
Who does he have the Eagles taking? We'll let you know. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, missing football on Thursdays? Yeah, I know I am. Well, you can still turn every Thursday into payday with NBA on TNT on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Now, it doesn't matter if you win or lose. FanDuel is giving all customers $10 back every Thursday. Just bet a $10 or more same-game parlay on any NBA on TNT game. Now, same-game parlays let you combine the money line, point spread, player props, and more all into one wager. It's the perfect way to turn a small bet into a big-time score. And win or lose, you're guaranteed to get $10 added to your account. And when you win, you'll get paid. I just said that. In as little as 2 hours. Thank you for that. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Get $10 back every Thursday, win or lose, with TNT Thursdays. Now, if you're new to FanDuel, just sign up with promo code Ike to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000 and make every moment more this NBA season. That's promo code Ike exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.